Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that the day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you might have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Dixit Maria, Maria, Adangelum, Maria, Adangelum. Dixit Maria.
Maria.
I like sweet little baby Jesus. I feel a little bit like Ricky Bobby of Talladega Nights fame, and I kind of want to pray, dear 8-pound, 6-ounce newborn baby Jesus, don't even know a word yet, just a little infant, so cuddly and still omnipotent. At Christmas time, I really like to think about sweet little baby Jesus. So I wrestle with today's gospel about end times. I don't want to think about how everything will come out at the end of time. I prefer to put my head in the sand and just pretend that I'll be long gone by then, or maybe it won't even come to that. I do not like starting out each Advent season with a warning. I want to sing Christmas carols. I want to gather around my mom's baby grand and sing Christmas songs from memory in 4-part harmony in front of the blazing hearth with warm cookies and hot cocoa waiting. I'm homesick for Christmas past. We live in the not yet as people of faith. Jesus came, but there's still that future out there when all will be made right. We know that our lives are not quite as God intends for us. There are wars, hunger, shootings, global climate change, new variants, just to name today's headlines. As we have lived nearly two years of pandemic time, many of us are homesick for the way things used to be. We want to gather together and snuggle up with the kiddos and not worry one iota about catching or spreading some deadly disease. Or maybe we're homesick because we're all alone these days. Or perhaps our family or extended family is an ocean away. Or maybe family is no longer here at all. Elder Vitmarie Clinton Olivieri wrote in the Close to Home Advent Devotionals about the feeling of homesickness when her family was still in Puerto Rico and she was in New York during Hurricane Maria in 2017. She waited and waited for a glimmer of hope that finally came in two words days after the storm had hit. The words were, "Estamos bien," or "We're okay." It's amazing how two words can bring such hope in chaos. And to her, those words were home. Today's gospel tells us to look for signs in the stars, moon, and sun, to pay attention and be prepared. While we may see signs of a recent lunar eclipse and think, maybe this is one of those signs that Jesus was telling us about, getting ready for final judgment, yet it's been 2,000 years since Jesus uttered those words and that warning. How in the world are we to figure out if this is the end? I'm thinking that maybe that's not the right question. Am I ready to meet my Maker? Have I done everything in this life I could do to make this world a better place? Have I answered God's calling on my life? How can I be a better person? How can I point to God as the one who helps me through my daily life and offer that to my dear friends as a comfort to them as well? Maybe one of these questions is better, perhaps. Jesus points to a fig tree and offers a parable of a story about how to know when summer is near. I cannot remember ever seeing a fig tree, but I do know that when the weeping willow turns that pale yellow green, that I know that spring is really coming. We do know the signs that remind us that we have indeed made it through the winter. We've got those to look forward to. But I'm thinking that Jesus isn't really talking about the seasons. I think Jesus is really talking about the kingdom of God, of glimpsing little snatches of how the world should really be. I bet you've glimpsed it yourself sometimes, maybe even recently. God is trying to break through the noise of this world with the peace that comes when all is made right. Our gospel passage speaks of how many of us have a deep longing for our home to be made whole, to be made right, and to be made well. When we look back at our lives, Is it not the positives we remember wistfully, the joy of singing Christmas carols, the delight in children's eyes when they see the tree lit up before dawn on Christmas morning, the smile on Grandma's face when she spreads open her arms for that big hug and she smells just like Christmas? I am homesick for those times. But holidays are not all joy. In the last couple of years in particular, we have been marked by separation, by loss, and by division. We as a nation pause every year this week to celebrate around food all that we are grateful for. But holidays can also be a time when we think that all is not quite how God intended. While we might gather in our childhood homes, life has moved on and is not just as it was, nor just as how God intends for it all to be. We may have full bellies and warm houses, but what about our brothers and sisters across town or across the globe that struggle for food or a warm place to gather? That is not how God intends us to live. We might hang our heads in shame, in hurt, but today's gospel passage tells us to lift up our heads and watch. Redemption is near. As Martin Luther King Jr. proclaimed before he was slain, "I have seen the promised land," like Moses before him, and far too many others through the ages, King did not witness the full realization of that promise, but he caught a glimpse. And in his life, he shared a dream of justice and equality and opportunity for God's children, for all God's children. He held fast to hope, refusing to waver, and he urged others to do the same. This year, I have been trying to pay attention to remarkable acts of generosity, of freedom granted, of gifts given. I've been following the story of Kevin Strickland, who was wrongfully convicted of triple homicide nearly 50 years ago. Under Missouri law, when he was released, he was not offered any compensation despite being a kid at the time. And as his attorney said, Missouri is not going to pay Mr. Strickland a dime, but the whole world is going to make sure he's compensated. And last I heard, the GoFundMe fund was $1 million of people offering generosity. That generosity is a glimpse of God's kingdom come near. One of our local mission partners, whenever a charitable goal is reached, and in the goal of supporting those whom society does not value, this partner says every time, "Look at God." He points out not what the supporters are doing, but what God has done through those moved to support this work. Look at God. God is continuing to work here and now to make the world right. God works through ordinary people. But we miss what God is doing if we don't look for signs that God's kingdom has indeed come near. One thing I think about with this whole God's kingdom coming near is we see it through other people. It's why we gather as a community to reflect on God's word. It's why we worship together, why we sing songs of faith together. Today's Advent Word devotional said that as a prophet and bridge builder in South Africa, both during the wicked time of apartheid in the years since, Archbishop Desmond Tutu has said, "Your ordinary acts of love and hope point to the extraordinary promise that every human life is of inestimable value. Through our small and seemingly insignificant acts of kindness and care each day, we commit ourselves once more to the promise. By speaking up and standing up for those who have been silenced and pressed down, we proclaim that we refuse to waver in our hope of that promise." I was asked recently what I love about this church. I answered, "I feel like it's home. I don't have to put on airs. I can be my true self, and you all have called me to work here and to work for you and with you." I think it's part of what sentiment that Paul was writing about in his first letter to the Thessalonians. It's another reading for today. In it, Paul says, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we will see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints." This is the sort of home I crave, that desire to be together and helping each other walk towards God and God's call on our lives. This Advent season, I pray that you join us on the journey close to home. We are making our way once again towards Bethlehem, closer to God on the way. Certainly, we will be celebrating sweet little baby Jesus, but also know what grown-up Jesus did for all of us and asks of us, and to be a little less homesick on the way because we have each other for the journey. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.